Welcome to The Shrinking Men Project.
The Shrinking Men Project, Episode 6B, A Musical Interlude.
Hello, folks, and welcome to episode 6B of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman. I apologize for the delay in getting this part of the episode out to you. This past weekend was full, and the days of the week haven't really let up on me. I hope I won't have to split an episode like this too often. Then again, if people like having the philosophy section and the check-in segments in separate podcasts, please let me know. If enough people prefer it that way, I can alter my schedule accordingly. Okay, time for me to go and do my weigh-in, so instead of the usual promo this week, I've got something a little different for you. My friend Mel Ginsberg-Stevens, who performs as Nightfire, has given me permission to play some of her music on the podcast. So, while I'm off to the scales, you can listen to one of her songs. This is a traditional folk tune, and I hope you like it.
Thank you.
All right, that was the track Julia Delaney / Copperplate off of Nightfire's 2006 album Waddles from the Sea. Mel has been ramping up her promotions for the release of her new album Anatidephobia, which will be released on June 2nd of this year. In case you're curious, Anatidephobia is the fear that somewhere, somehow, a duck is watching you. If you like her music, feel free to check out her website at nightfire.com. You can buy her CDs from the website, and some of her albums are also available for download from iTunes. As of this recording, she hasn't had the chance to update her site for her 2011 calendar, but she has told me that she does have some bookings available. Okay, this week's weigh-in. This week, I am 297 pounds. That puts me down 1 pound for the week and down 123 pounds overall. Now, considering that this past week has been a rest week, that is actually pretty decent. Quite often, I simply maintain during rest weeks. So losing weight has actually been pretty good. My week in review. This week has actually been pretty smooth. Well, at least right up until the end. I've been working on a team project at work, and this past week was our last big push to finalize our presentation. That kept me pretty busy at work all through the week. I only did some minor testing to deal with the backup problems I've been having with my home systems. It seems to come down to a problem of one of three drives. Or possibly two, or maybe all three of those drives, but I'll figure that out later when I've got time. Since this was a rest week, I didn't have any exercises to do. My lunches have honestly been pretty bad this week, as I've had a lot of lunch meetings, and that has forced me to grab what I can get quickly and go. Fortunately, I pretty much knew this going in, and I've been able to compensate some by having lighter breakfast and dinner foods and getting my healthier foods in those meals. Now, this weekend has been packed. I did the philosophy section up on Friday night and got that scheduled for today, so at least something went out on time. Saturday, I had an all-day event to go to, which it was great fun, but it didn't leave me any time to get anything done. And today, I am recording this and then heading off to meet up with some friends for D&D. I hope I can edit this when I get home, or maybe tomorrow, but it may end up being a few days. It's hard to tell. Lessons learned. Divide and conquer has served me pretty well this week. When something looks to be too big to deal with, break it into smaller pieces and deal with those pieces as best you can. This gives you some flexibility and it makes the issues more manageable. Moving forward, this week I am back to exercising again, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm also going to be rearranging some of my projects so I can move a few things forward. I'm hoping to do a theme change for the site sometime soon, but I can't seem to find the right theme, so I'm going to work with what I have and move those things forward as I can.
This is Starla Hutchton of the Dreamers Thread podcast, and you're listening to The Shrinking Man Project. Smart choice.
All right, feedback for this week. Haven't had any comments this week on the site, but Starla Hutchton of the Dreamers Thread did give me that lovely bumper for the show. Thank you very much, Starla. It has also been nice to see folks interacting a bit over at the Facebook fan page. And while there are always some things that you have to do for yourself, it is nice to know that someone is around to give you some support. All right, that pretty much wraps up this episode. As always, you can leave comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can email me at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. You can send me a voicemail at 240-745-5022. If you've got a podcast or some other project, please send me your promos. I may feature them on a future episode. And if not, well, please feel free to leave a review on iTunes or at Podcast Alley. Tell your friends about the podcast. And overall, have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye. This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. Mel has been ramping up her promotions for the release of her new album. Oh, lovely name. So it's not... Nah. I've been working on a team project at work, and this past week was our last big push to finalize our presentation. That kept me when something looks to be a big deal... When something looks to be too big to deal with, break it up. Try it with some flow to it.